Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh, relying on unnamed national security sources, recently published an article on his Substack about the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. Two pipelines, known as Nord Stream 1, provided Western Europe with cheap Russian gas for more than a decade. These pipelines were seen by NATO as a threat to Western dominance. Profits were shared with the Russian government and provided up to 45% of their annual budget. A second pair, called Nord Stream 2, had been built but were not yet operational. NATO was concerned that as long as Europe remained dependent upon these pipelines, Germany would be reluctant to supply Ukraine with money and weapons to fight Russia. And so the Biden administration authorized Jake Sullivan to assemble a task force with members of the Biden White House, the CIA, and the Pentagon to come up with a plan for the destruction of the pipelines. The operation was run by Victoria Nuland, Anthony Blinken, and Jake Sullivan. The Navy proposed using a submarine to assault the pipeline directly. The Air Force proposed dropping bombs with delayed fuses. And the CIA argued that whatever was done, it would have to be covert, because if the attack was traced to the U.S., then it would be an act of war. In early 2022, right after the CIA reported to Sullivan that they had a plan, both Victoria Nuland and President Biden publicly threatened to bring an end to Nord Stream 2.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2.
According to the source, this public announcement meant that blowing up the pipeline no longer could be considered a covert option, and that there was no longer a legal requirement to report their plans to Congress. The Americans partnered with Norway, who had their own motivations for the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines, which would allow them to sell more of their own natural gas to Europe. In March of 2022, members of the team flew to Norway to meet with the Norwegian Secret Service. The Norwegian Navy decided on a spot in the shallow waters of the Baltic Sea, a few miles off Denmark's Bornholm Island, where the divers, operating from a Norwegian Alta-class mine hunter, would plant C4 charges with concrete protective covers on the four pipelines. Divers were chosen from the U.S. Navy's Diving and Salvage Center in Panama City, which specializes in training deepwater divers to use C4 explosives, because they were Navy only and not members of America's Special Operations Command, whose covert operations would need to be reported to Congress. The mission was secretly embedded into an annual training exercise already scheduled for June of 2022, known as Baltic Operations 22, or BALTOPS 22, wherein the Panama City divers would place C4 explosives with a 48-hour timer attached. But the White House then worried that triggering the explosion within 2 days of the well-publicized training exercise would make it obvious that America was responsible. And so it was decided that the C4 would be triggered by a sonar buoy, later dropped by plane. The buoy would emit a sequence of unique low-frequency tonal sounds to trigger the explosives. On September 26, 2022, a Norwegian Navy P-8 surveillance plane dropped the sonar buoy. The signal spread underwater, and a few hours later, the high-powered explosives were triggered, and three of the four pipelines were put out of commission. According to Hersh's national security sources, it was a beautiful cover story. It was a covert operation that placed experts in the field and equipment that operated on a covert signal. The only flaw was the decision to do it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Big Friday show going live now.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chocolate mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I am completely overwhelmed in a crazy way. I mean, the news is all just so over the top, so insane. The global awakening is so massive and so positive, but the New World Order is just doubling and tripling down. There's no way to even properly cover a tenth of this, but I'm going to do my best today. And we have Josh Alexander, who is a high school student arrested in Canada because he did not worship transgenderism and take part in the school. I mean, this is the global cult, the total control. They get you to accept that men are women and that men can be in women's bathrooms and things. They get you to do anything. He's joining us. A great reporter, Emerald Robinson, is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront as well, and so much more. So, again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, February 10th, 2023, transmission. Now, I'm just going to read some headlines here in this segment, and I'm not reading these in the order of importance. I'm just going to give you an idea of how insane things are, okay? This just broke on Fox News, and this is Fetterman's family confirming this, that it's not a new stroke. He's gone completely insane and hears voices while he's working in the Senate that are the Peanuts voices from the Peanut 1960s, 70s, 80s TV show. I'm not kidding. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, all of them, which they should give him the nuclear codes immediately. He's even more insane than Joe Biden, so he's the perfect puppet. Fetterman hears voices like the teachers in Peanuts after stroke, struggles to adjust to Senate life. And he's in the hospital hearing voices right now and is dizzy and can't stand up. Well, that's interesting. We have a whole stack of news from the incredible last 2 days of hearings on Twitter and the FBI. It's just Twitter that the documents came out because Elon Musk released them. It's all the big tech. But the FBI colluding with the Southern Poverty Law Center to list hundreds of groups as terrorists. The FBI is under the command of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've now come out and admitted that they follow the orders of the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center, an offshore criminal organization in my view, directed them to say that conservative Catholics are the main terror threat in America. Can't make that up. We also have the videos of House Conference Chair blast FBI and Democrats for election meddling and weaponization against the American people. FBI says leaked memo showing they're monitoring radical traditionalist Catholics was not up to their exacting standards, but they were directed to follow it by the Justice Department and President Biden, and that they are given policy by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. FBI under pressure for targeting Catholics in leaked document. Reported FBI documents suggest agency may be targeting Catholics who attend Latin Mass. Boy, that's so evil. Horrible people. Say what you want about Catholics. The Latin Mass is beautiful. And I've been to a few of them over the years, and it's very, very pretty. And even if you're lucky enough to go to one of the churches that has the monks chanting, it's just amazing stuff. Very dangerous, very, very evil, ladies and gentlemen. FBI to retract Catholic infiltration memo. They're spying on them. The FBI's slander of radical traditionalist Catholics, other headline there. FBI retracts leaked document orchestration investigation of Catholics as the main terror threat. FBI targeting devout Catholics after whistleblower Kyle Sheffrin reports on leaked bureau document warning agents of danger and radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. Continuing here, Catholic high school student arrested after suspension for opposing transgender ideology. He'll be joining us. And the war on anybody traditionalist, particularly Christian traditionalists, whether evangelical, Baptist, Catholic, they are coming after you because they're Satanists, folks. It's brought to you by Pfizer. FBI using discredited SPLC to paint Catholics as extremists. We've got all that. It just goes on and on from there. And we've got more attempts to arrest people in the U.S. that don't let their children be brainwashed in the transgender cult. We're going to be laying all of that out. I see these deceptive headlines everywhere that, oh, Tennessee and Texas passed laws restricting drag shows. No, men can dress up in dresses, and men can go get naked dressed up like women at bars or wherever they want. You just can't do it with two-year-olds and then shake your penis in their face. Okay? That's what you can't do. That's illegal. And, again, how offended would you be if you went to a topless bar to have a drink after work? You're an adult. It's what you want to do. People can judge you or they can't. And then they had three-year-olds, five-year-olds there sticking money in the topless women's G-strings. You'd call the police, and you should. But if it's all homosexual, well, we've got to allow that. And they call it, oh, you're anti-gay, you're anti-freedom, you're anti... No, some people can be. That's their view there ought to be. I'm anti-targeting children, whether you're homosexual, heterosexual, whatever it is. It's called pedophilia. So we have that. We have some powerful videos coming up. Activist confronts Tennessee Democrats on hearing on sexual mutilation of children. Very powerful clips on that front. We obviously have the huge news dealing with the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up in three spots and Cy Hirsch with internal documents and whistleblowers on exactly who did it and how. And I guess I was wrong. I would guess it'd be the Navy SEALs, as I said, when it first had been blown up, part of that drill. But now they're saying that was under the oversight of Congress, so they use regular Navy demolition divers used for underwater Navy construction to blow it up. And Hirsch has the witnesses because people in government know this is illegal and they're doing the right thing. And now we're learning that they've gone to Congress and that nothing was done. And so they went to Seymour Hirsch. So we salute him, always doing an incredible job. That's all coming up. And then there's more news on this, but I've been covering a lot the last few days. But out of anything out there that illustrates how truly evil Joe Biden is and how truly evil the globalist agenda, not just here but all over the world, to drive working class, hardworking families into welfare and bankruptcy and destruction so the government can monitor and control your life, the social credit score, the universal basic income. It's Joe Biden, when he first got in over 2 years ago, directing almost all the agents to not focus on white-collar crime and rich people. But no matter what you think of the IRS or whether it's constitutional, which it obviously is in 1913, it's all BS. The point is that when you aim the bureaucracy at people making $40,000 or less a year, when they pay less than 6% of the taxes, you're not doing that to raise revenue. You're doing that to push people over the edge. I don't know how many people I know who have college degrees who can't get a job and pay their bills. So they do things like mow yards, give massages. They are good golfers, so they train, you know, golfer pros, go out and, hey, I'll give you half price on a golf lesson. You just got to pay me cash. And they can barely pay their bills having two or three jobs. Two of the jobs they pay taxes on, one of the jobs they don't. So now the IRS is scaling up tattletale lines. Oh, we'll give you tens of thousands of dollars if you report a waitress or waiter who keeps those cash tips. Or, oh, you know, did your neighbor pay the lawn man in cash? And that's why they want to get rid of cash, because they want to establish the economy where you can't operate and survive as the average person, to destroy the idea of capitalism. That's Cloward and Piven, and that's their mission. But then Joe Biden's got the nerve, and I'm going to cover this coming up. Talk about, oh, these billionaires and trillionaires, they don't pay even 3% tax, which is true, and they're the woke mega corporations that are funding all the leftist garbage and funding the tax code to annihilate little people while they make hundreds of billions of dollars and then fund all this wokeism. But I just love the Democrats always talk about going after the ultra-rich, and their idea of the ultra-rich is somebody mowing yards or giving massages, or a waitress, or a bartender, trying to put their kid through school. It's such a deal breaker. How could any working class person support these people? And why aren't the Republicans making a bigger deal?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Talk about a 35,000-foot issue, and then we'll move into ground level here on this live Friday broadcast. Very thankful you all tuned in. Very honored to have you here with us. I put up the show headline this morning, Victory Within Grasp, Humanity is Awakening to the Globalist Occupation of Earth. Must watch Friday live broadcast. Please share the links from band.video and infowars.com. But when you try to share those links, a lot of them get blocked. So we have a page that's just a static page that is, I forget what the new URL is. We put it back on screen, guys. I think that's a conspiracyfact.info, conspiracyfact.info. And so just be sure and share that link or figure out however creatively you can, because we are in an information war, and it is essential in the information war to get those facts out. In fact, pull up conspiracyfact.info for me right now. And more, we're just going to build separate sites, because every few months they'll ban the next site, that just have the simple video and audio players for the show for you, so you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, in person, everywhere else. Now go ahead and scroll down, and then find the live feed for your friends, family, neighbors, perfect strangers, whoever it is that you want to share that information with. Hey, here's a forbidden link. Here's information they don't want you to know. The people are very, very hungry for the truth. And again, it's a simple thing. Everybody understands it. But if we don't share the word, we can't overpower the censors and the control. They don't have big tech and legacy dinosaur media and the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department and the Pentagon trying to suppress the American people, criticizing Bill Gates, criticizing election fraud, criticizing open borders for nothing. We're winning hearts and minds and have a good chance of beating this. But people have to realize how critical and important they individually are. So conspiracyfact.info is the current URL to share. And it's still from that fundraiser a few weeks ago. Has some headlines about Money Bomb. But we're going to update that to say Live Alex Jones Broadcast. And that's a very simple, easy page for everybody to share. Okay, let me give you the 35,000-foot view and then dig back into the news. If you understand why Biden is assaulting over the last 2 years and upgrading the assault to just a deluge with 87,000 new agents that the House voted to repeal the money for, but the Senate isn't doing it, so it's on the books, it's happening. The reason they would target people bringing in less than 6% of the revenue is to why? Get them to give up, go on welfare, go to the system, so the system has a bunch of people that they control, that they can domesticate, that they can make politically follow their orders, or they don't get to have food. And then you grow up generations in that, which we already have. Now it's intensifying. They have an army of people that are totally domesticated and don't know how to take care of themselves, who will actually believe somebody that has a nice car or a decent house or has a nice education or can go on vacation or has good medical care is bad. And that it's that person that didn't pay more taxes, and because that person didn't support communism and authoritarianism and centralization, that's the reason. If they just got pure corporate communism in, they'd suddenly have all this wealth. When it's the most rich, powerful, elite corporations on earth, headed up by the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Foundation, that publicly run our health care, publicly run our policy, publicly run everything. And they're trying to take the world over and doing all these evil things in our name while at the same time discrediting America when this isn't America. This is a globalist occupied force. So here's a short clip of Biden just from yesterday, saying you'd think a trillionaire should be paying at least 3%. Here it is.
You think a trillionaire should be paying at 3%? Look, I'm a capitalist. If you can make a million or a billion, I said trillion, if you make a billion or $1 million, God love you.
But the very corporations, 99% of the Fortune 500 give most of their money to Democrats and create the global policies through the think tanks to have Google and Microsoft and all these other corporations paying, Biden correctly said, less than 3% on average in taxes. So a working class person making $35,000, $40,000 a year, they are paying, after Social Security and all the rest of it, around 30%, 25 to 30%. Let me tell you, you're making less than $45,000 a year. You should be paying no taxes at the federal level. And back when our country was healthier and smarter, there was no tax on working class people and blue collar people. And there were low taxes on middle class. That makes a bigger middle class. But when you raise taxes on the middle class and working class, and then the elites have all these special provisions for themselves, that's how you do what they've done. In 1950, look it up, America was 4% of the world population. 96% didn't live in the United States of America. The United States had over half the wealth in the planet, the biggest middle class the world had ever seen. The top 1% only owned about 20% of the wealth and property. And a giant middle class or working class had almost all the rest of it, close to 80%. Today, one-tenth of 1% has over 75% of the wealth. And it is a tiny percent of that percent that has over half the wealth. There are less than 10 families that have over half the wealth in the world. How did we go since 1950 with 4% of the world that launched the American system, created a giant wealthy middle class and working class, where now a poor person had more wealth than a rich person had in 1900? All this wealth, all this splendor, all this stuff that made us so decadent. You know, that's the byproducts that makes you spoiled, makes you lazy, makes your kids lazy. We all know it. And that's when the corruption sets in. History shows when you have a powerful, rich country and hardworking people, they have a golden era. Within a few generations, they got a bunch of spoiled, rotten people that are lazy and stupid on average, and corrupt elites take over, and then the cycle of corruption takes over, and then it's a collapse. And we're headed into that right now, and the globalists know that cycle, so they're orchestrating it. So I'm going to say to new listeners, I know our regular listeners know this, but to new listeners out there, if you're a Democrat with two or three college degrees and you think if you bring in communism, it's all going to be free, you're an idiot. The ultra-rich are fascist transhumanists that hate you and have this nothing but revulsion for you. They think you're a complete joke because you buy into this. You're not going to get black reparations. You're not going to get your student loans forgiven. They dangle that out in front of you while they hire 87,000 IRS agents after 2 years of raping poor people, the working poor and the blue-collar people above them, to destroy you. And then you'll get your little EBT card and live in a project and full of crime and death and barely even have enough money to eat food. They want you out of the game. They want you enslaved. And it's the Fortune 500 controlled by the Fortune 100 that are publicly running all of these policies worldwide. The same policies in Australia that are in France, that are in the UK, that are in the US, because it's the New World Order. And anything they push will bring you poverty and death and enslavement and war and destruction. You have to reject everything they do and get back to the American system that in 1950 had the American people having half the wealth of the world that we produced that made others rich.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The tyrants are attacking reading, writing, and arithmetic. They are attacking logic. They're attacking science. They're attacking common sense. They're putting slaves, brainwashed, dumbed down, addled people in positions of power so that you think it's Joe Biden and you think it's Senator Fetterman running things when it is the big globalist think tanks that are running it all. But the beautiful good news is that not just here but all over the world, folks are finding out about multinational corporations writing policy using executive branches through intelligence agencies and think tanks and media and big tech to suppress and control and dumb down the public. And Twitter was a big test of their power and control. So I've been telling you this for many years, but you have big tech, dinosaur media, think tanks that create policy, and then the organizations that create the targeting policy, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, that is then given over to big tech and legacy media and federal law enforcement, not just here, but in every Western country. It's the same blueprint where they have consuls. As I've told you hundreds of times the last 8-9 years when we learned the specifics of this, to all go into your file. They can read your private text messages without a warrant. They can track everything you're doing. They read your email. They read your private Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Google search. That has been given access to millions alone in the U.S. of private and governmental bureaucrats. And that was what's so amazing about the last 2 days of hearings, that I could do the whole show just on these in Congress, where they've got just the documents from Twitter, where they create a console for each platform that government agencies without warrants, who put former FBI agents and CIA and others in the offices at Twitter, which is done everywhere else, but we have the Twitter files, to then in live time go in and spy on you, and they give national security secret and top secret clearances to thousands of people per big tech company. And of course it's top secret, because just like blowing up the gas pipeline, it's illegal. You see, there's congressional oversight over Army Special Operations, Navy Special Warfare, but there's not over the general programs. And so they bring in contractors. They bring in outside construction teams. Then they give them military training, and they go blow up the pipeline, as we now know. So they're outsourcing it. There's a big article out of the UK where you read it, you go, oh, my gosh, the government agency that's over domestic surveillance commissioner admits illegal spying on everyone in live time and says private corporations are doing it, and there's nothing they can do because the government set them up in that position, because big tech is the deep state. And then government can say, oh, it's big tech, and big tech can say, oh, it's the government, but it's all a revolving door. So I got a bunch of new clips today, but I want to go to a clip we didn't get to yesterday because it's so important. Representative Anna Paulina Luma grills former Twitter exec Joel Roth, and she's got a map and details how this works. Here it is.
Mr. Roth, have you communicated with government officials ever on a platform called Jira? Yes or no? Real quick answer. We're on the clock.
Not to the best of my recollection.
Not to your recollection? Great. If you did, in the event, communicate, who would have had access to this platform?
That's the nature of my confusion.
Okay.
Jira
is... Did you ever speak to government officials on Jira regarding taking down social media posts?
Again, not to the best of my recollection.
Can you explain to me why the federal government would ever have interest in communicating through Jira, mind you, a private cloud server, with social media companies without oversight to censor American voices? I want to let you know that this is a violation of the First Amendment, and the federal government is colluding with social media companies to censor Americans. Mr. Chairman, I ask for unanimous consent to submit these graphics into record. And Mr. Roth, I'm going to refresh your memory for you. This flowchart behind me. Thank you, Chair. This flowchart shows the following federal agencies, social media companies, Twitter, leftist nonprofits, and organizations communicating regarding their version of misinformation using Jira, a private cloud server. On this chart, I want to annotate that the Department of Homeland Security, which has the following branches, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, also known as CISA, Countering Foreign Intelligence Task Force, now known as the Misinfo, Disinfo, and Malinformation, MDM. This was, again, used against the American people. The Election Partnership Institute, or Election Integrity Partnership, EIP, which includes the following: Stanford Internet Observatory, University of Washington Center for Informed Public, Graphica, and Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab. And potentially, according to what we found on the final report by EIP, the DNC. The Center for Internet Security, CIS, a nonprofit funded by DHS, the National Association of Secretaries of State, also known as NASS, and the National Association of State Election Directors, NASED. And in this case, because there are other social media companies involved, Twitter. What do all of these groups, though, have in common? And I'm going to, again, refresh your memory. They were all communicating on a private cloud server known as Jira. Now, the screenshot behind me, which is an example of one of thousands, shows on November 3rd, 2020, that you, Mr. Roth, a Twitter employee, were exchanging communications on Jira, a private cloud server, with CISA, NASS, NASED, and Alex Stamos, who now
works. Oh, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. Now, you can look this up, but there's at least 10 federal laws that I know of. And I was looking at it this morning to remind myself that was a couple laws. There's like 10 that any official government business has to be conducted on government software, government platforms, and it's subject to reporting by law to the Freedom of Information Act system, or the FOIA. So that right there is a crime. But to have the FBI and all these groups quarterbacking, targeting people in an election, and that came out in the hearings, to suppress all these stories exposing the Democrats, and the DNC is telling all these think tanks and private groups and government what they want shut down, they then gin up the propaganda of the program and then have their minions go out and shut it down. I mean, that's illegal as hell. That's an informational coup, a weaponized, hijacked federal government by private interest with a leftist ideology over America. So the big awakening is you live in an occupied country, whether you're in Australia or New Zealand or Canada or France or the U.S. This is all illegal as hell. And this is why they think you're so dumb. Remember the hearings the last 10 years? I was even at one 4 years ago with that Sundar Pichai, the head of Google. And they said again, does Google track people and log time on their phone? He goes, no, sir, we don't. Total lie. But the Geospatial Center merged with Google does, so he uses little technicals on him. See, they have no respect for Congress because the congressmen still don't even know about GPS systems. But they're waking up fast. Let's continue.
Roth, a Twitter employee, were exchanging communications on Jira, a private cloud server, with CISA, NASS, NASED, and Alex Stamos, who now works at Stanford and is a former security officer at Facebook, to remove a posting. Do you now remember communicating on a private cloud server to remove a posting? Yes or no?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization.
I don't care if you agree.
Stop right here. Stop right here.
This is your stuff.
Back it up 20 seconds. We're going to go to break and come back with this, folks. This young, amazing, smart woman, new member of Congress, understands technology. She's got all these documents that are public. And so he says, I don't know what that is. She has his messages on it. That's called nailing someone, nailing them. Absolutely nailing his ass. And I got clips of the FBI being confronted and trying to lie about it and making fun of the documents. I mean, it's just a smorgasbord of the New World Order being burned down in front of us. So, woo! This is good, good, good stuff for the future of our species. And you go get them, girl. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
But the good news is, now everybody knows we can start turning this thing around. That's how the cycles work. As everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows.
The captain lied.
Everybody got.
All right, so let's get back to this incredible clip. There's just hours of these. Representative Anna Paulina Luna. I tell you, really taking it to the head censor who had national security clearance, highest levels with the FBI, inside Twitter, quarterbacking this. He just told her he doesn't even know about any of this, never heard of this. She hits him with the internal communications that Elon Musk has released, and he goes, oh, well, don't misrepresent me. Let's continue with that.
Do you now remember communicating on a private cloud server to remove a posting? Yes or no?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization.
I don't care if you agree. This is your stuff. Yes or no, did you communicate with a private entity, the government agency, on a private cloud server, yes or no?
The question was if I...
Yes or no. Yeah, I'm on time. Yes or no?
Ma'am, I don't believe I can give you a yes or no.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that you did, and we have proof of it. This, ladies and gentlemen, is joint action between the federal government and a private company to censor and violate the First Amendment. This is also known, and I'm so glad that there's many attorneys on this panel, joint state actors. It's highly illegal. You are all engaged in this action, and I want you to know that you will be all held accountable. Ms. Gaddy, are you still on CISA's Cybersecurity Advisory Council? Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay. For those who have said that this is a pointless hearing, and I just want to let you guys all know, we found that Twitter was indeed communicating with the federal government to censor Americans. I'd like to remind you that this was all in place before January 6th. So to say that these mechanisms weren't in place and to make it about January 6th, I want to let you know that you guys were actually in control of all of the content, and clearly we have proof of that. Now, if you don't think that this is important to your constituents and the American people from those saying that this was a pointless hearing, I suggest you find other jobs. Chairman, I yield my time.
By the way, I have some breaking news that I've sat on for a few weeks. I don't normally sit on stories, but I wanted to get the green light to talk about it concerning January 6th because it's so big. And I also wanted to just give it to Tucker Carlson, but the sources that gave me the information told me to hold off. I was supposed to call them back yesterday, and I didn't. But let's just say they're inside the Proud Boys trial in D.C., where the jury's out of the room most of the time. And it's incredible. I mean, smoking gun of hundreds of federal informants leading the attack and actually being the leaders of the Proud Boys. You know, Tario was a federal informant. That's admitted. He got set up by him, though. But the people right under him and the driver and all of it was a deep state operation. These guys got totally set up. And the judges in the trial, with everybody kicked out of the room, saying to the feds, no, you're right. We're not letting any of that out. So I just went ahead and let the cat out of the bag because I'm not going to sit on it. And I've been sitting on it too long because it's so big. You're like, that one story is like a Seymour Hersh level deal, 6-month investigation and all the proof and the facts and the insiders. And that's just my daily life. Just like, bam, 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 bam. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Or I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger. And believe me, this is from inside the trial. And they're just suppressing the hell out of it. But you talk about vindicating us, and Tucker Carlson talked about this. I got to call Tucker after the show. I got to put him in touch with these sources. I'm going to leave it at that. And remember, people pay dear prices for covering this. Let's play this clip. This is Congressman Clay Higgins, Louisiana, pointing out these criminals will be held accountable for what they've done. Election meddling, election stealing, admitted by suppressing information and spying on people politically for the DNC at Twitter. Here it is.
Bottom line is that the FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They knew it was leaking. They knew it would hurt the Biden campaign. So the FBI used its relationship with Twitter to suppress criminal evidence being revealed about Joe Biden 1 month before the 2020 elections. You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse. Because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. Your attorneys are familiar with that. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen during depositions surely yet to come. But for right now, I'll yield the balance of my time to my colleague, Mr. Jordan.
America's not going to be killed so easily. So the globalists are panicking trying to start World War III. I'm getting chills right now. I've got dozens more of these clips. We got a guest come on with 30 minutes, arrested in Canada for not submitting to transgender brainwashing at his high school. And that ties into all this. Then we'll continue on with these clips and news and Emerald Robinson and more today. But listen, you want somebody to fight? I'm ready to fight. I was born to fight. I don't always win, but I don't ever give up. And I want to salute and thank the viewers and listeners for your support. But this is such a no-brainer. We've got products you need that will enrich your life and make it better, and your family's life and your friends' life and strangers' lives. And we have been proven right in triplicate. And we've held on through all this hell to be vindicated now. And I'm not controlled by a board or an outside group like James O'Keefe, who's an amazing person. And I held my fire yesterday until I talked to everybody and found out 100% Democrat, deep state, CNN infiltrators. After the Pfizer thing, the FBI came in and threatened a bunch of them with arrest. And the board got scared, so they fired James O'Keefe. They've removed him because the Pfizer thing was the biggest thing they ever did. I mean, that blew a big, giant hole in the New World Order ship of lies. That video that came out 2 weeks ago with their head of global vaccine, mRNA, saying, we created the virus, we did all this, and we're going to take control with it, and we're hurting a bunch of people. The FBI has already raided Project Veritas several times, and they told him, we're going to arrest your ass if you don't get rid of James O'Keefe. And the word is they're getting ready to indict O'Keefe for the diary that he didn't even publish with Biden's daughter saying he used to rape me in the shower. We have a rogue Justice Department that works for the globalists that are Chi-Com controlled. That's where we're at. And you can see the deep state losing, but they're not giving up. Don't you see the intelligence agencies release the Nord Stream blow up? More is going to come out. Elon Musk is a opportunist, really smart, but he knows we're winning. He already jumped over to our side. More of you that serve the New World Order should just jump over to our side because we're going to win and we want prosperity and we don't want to blow the planet up. Will you please just join us? My God, it's the only move. I'll put my hand out again to the establishment people that serve the system when you know the ship's sinking, as I've done so many times. Just take my hand. Come on. You don't have to keep pretending like Mitt Romney you're part of the power structure when the whole thing's sinking. Don't be a Mitt Romney. Now, I don't just extend sales like, oh, today's the last day. I've been too busy. And we're out of so much product that when this sale ends, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I've been so busy. I haven't cut new ads, and I haven't figured out what the new sale will be. But we've got the biggest sale we ever run in a year run right now, the Alex Jones is Right sale. And it's got to end this weekend. So I'm going to be up here on my birthday, as if I care about that, getting ads cut, getting things ready, figuring out what the new sales are going to be. But this big sale's ending. You should go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we were selling peanuts is a fundraiser you should go buy them to keep us on air, but we're not. We're selling high-quality products. And the sale is about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, up to 50% off, and Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years back in stock. Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, X7 Diet Force selling out, 7076 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, so many great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, VasoBeats, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Physi Magnesium. These are great products. You need them. Go there now and support the Tip of the Spear. Be part of the big one.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.